Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, you know, I don't know about you, but it's hard for me to look at the news recently. And while normally I would look at the news, see if what it is, and kind of just move on, for some reason I'm having a harder time doing that. And that's because everywhere that I look, everywhere that I see, and I don't even go fishing for this stuff. I even was hanging out with some family the other day, and she was watching the news, and the news was talking about, Vice President pick for Kamala Harris, Walls is the best guy ever, and he's a great family man, and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, he literally got married on the anniversary of Tiananmen Square and then honeymooned in China. The guy loves the Chinese mentality, the Chinese government. But I'm getting ahead of myself. What are we talking about today? I'm not here to just bash about on Kamala Harris or campaign or to say that Trump's the Messiah. That's not what we're talking about today. Talking about the government media complex. Eisenhower, back in his farewell address in the 1960s, 50s era, discussed bewaring the military-industrial complex. This farewell address was not super well covered by the press because JFK was coming into office and everybody was like, whoa, JFK, he's awesome, he's young, he's handsome, we're going to talk about him. And so his address, he being Eisenhower, his farewell address was overlooked by a lot of the media at the time, only to resurface more and more recently with all the war happening around the world, whether it be in Gaza or in Ukraine, with people trumpeting the same mentality, whether it was Iraq, whether it was Syria, whether it was Afghanistan, whether it's Ukraine, Gaza, people are talking about the military-industrial complex. But not a lot of people are discussing the government media complex. Now, part of the philosophy of this show is to discuss how you are being exploited, how you are being used, and how they're pulling the wool over your eyes. And the best example I can think of to this effect that's relevant right now, outside of feminism, which we discuss at length and have and probably will continue to do so, is the government media complex. Because around this time, every 4 years, everything imaginable is political. You go down the street to your favorite cafe, you're going to see ads, you're going to hear radio ads, you're going to see things on social media, you're going to see signs of people supporting this candidate or condemning that candidate, whether it's state, local, federal, it's all going on right now. The circus is in full swing. And so because politics are permeating every single crevice of society, I think we should discuss it more and more than we have in the past. Because a year ago, whatever. But now it's becoming more and more relevant because a lot of people are being swayed by these liars in the media about potential and existing figures in the government. Now, you may ask me, well, Austin, what proof do you have these people are lying? Well, that's a good question. And I will answer your question with a question. What is the point of the media? Now, it may seem like a simple question up front, but I really want you to stop and I want you to think and I want you to ask that question and sit on it. What is the purpose of the media? It was once said that the media was the fourth branch of government. It was supposed to be the watchdog of Washington. It was supposed to keep people accountable, to prevent tyranny from manifesting, to prevent dictatorships from showing up on our shores, and to make sure that the people knew what they were dealing with, whether it be from the corporations, from the politicians and government, all the way down to the local cat that got rescued in the tree. That's what the media was for. But now you're seeing more and more coverage on certain issues from certain perspectives that whether you agree or don't agree is not the point. The point is, you look at Fox, you look at CNN, you look at MSNBC, you look at these mainstream channels, the MCM, the mainstream media, They have gone increasingly to the left. Even Fox News has gone to the left. Why? Because the large demographic of the country, especially the younger generations of Gen Z, millennials, they have become more and more left-leaning. You might ask, well, how did that happen? Well, there was a certain individual, without getting too sidetracked, I'll give you the synopsis. I've talked about this before. But there was a man named Herbert Marcuse, probably overlooked by most of you. You probably never heard of him. You might have heard of Bill Ayers, name might ring a bell. You might have heard of Vladimir Lenin. You might have heard of Mao Zedong, name might ring a bell. But there was a man named Herbert Marcuse, who was very popular in the years following World War II, as he was a refugee who survived the war. He and his acolytes became known as the Marcuse School of Critical Thinking now, but it was back then called the School of Marxist Theory. And they had certain ideals. I've named them before. I believe there were 11 things that they preached. And notable items on that list were the creation of racism offenses, flooding the country with illegal aliens, increasing the number of drug addicts, removing the teacher's authority, teaching children homosexuality. The list goes on and on. Dumbing down the media, emptying out the churches. You see how some of those things are relevant today? Good. I'm glad you do, because that's exactly what you're seeing in real time right now. Now, there are people who talk about this. Guys like Alex Jones, guys like Steven Crowder. I don't get any money by telling you about these guys. But there are guys out there who talk about these topics at length, guys like Michael Savage. There are guys out there who talk about these things. And then there are also people who talk about these issues, but in my estimation are part of the corporate mafia that controls everything that you hear and see, and they are what we refer to as controlled opposition. You might think because they bash some host on ABC or MSNBC that they're the real McCoy. Until you realize that maybe they work for Fox News, who's owned by Rupert Murdoch, who also knows the guy who owns MSNBC, and they all are buddies and pals. And guess what? They all pay the super PACs, donate to the campaigns of both sides, who then get certain coverage based on who is more likely to make them money. You see how all these little things are like a spider web and they all kind of weave and bob together? And if you think I'm lying at any point in time, if you think I'm lying to you, you are more than welcome to say so and show me where I am wrong. I would love nothing more than for you to pull up. And I'm not talking about some government sanctioned thing. That's like the government. That's like in the 2020 election where they said, hey, government, go check on other government. That's like a teacher saying, hey, students, here's a test. Oh, and by the way, the answer key's in my desk, and I'm going to go outside and go smoke a cigarette. Don't look at the answers, but the answers are on my desk. Bye. And they leave. You don't think there might be a little bit of room to finagle and fugazi that test? Yeah, there might be a little bit. Oh, and by the way, she adds, check your work. You get to check your own work. See how that might not work out very well? Yeah, that's when government checks government. The same people who are messed up, their buddies are the ones looking over their shoulder. You think their buddies are going to snitch? Absolutely not. No. Because then everybody's getting investigated, not just them. That's how it works, guys. And so when we talk about the government media complex, you gotta understand, it's not necessarily the media themselves, which they have a certain amount of accountability to take, but it's also their bosses who own the networks, who own shared interests in the parent companies, the subsidiary companies, who maybe have houses and apartments on Park Avenue, who also happen to go to the galas and the balls and all that kind of stuff with the big politicians on the Supreme Court, in Congress. From the bureaucracy and the executive branch. They go to the big philanthropist parties. Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, they all go. They may or may not have been on Epstein's list that got purged. Oh yeah, you forgot about that, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you forgot about that. Of course you did. Why? Because the media didn't cover it. Why? Because Bill Clinton's name was on that list. And a lot of other people's name were also on that list. Guess what? They don't want you to know that, so they got rid of it. They told their cronies, hey, don't worry about it. Put it on page 19. And there's also this thing that you may or may not have heard of called interlocking corporate directorships. What is that, Austin? Oh, I'm so glad you asked, curious viewer. I'm so glad that you asked. See, there was this big buzz back in the 80s and 60s by the peace and love crowd, make love not war crowd, who talked about interlocking corporate directorships back in the day when liberals were real liberals and not communist progressives. They were rightfully concerned about a guy who may sit on a board of a TV network. Say, for example, and this is purely an example, don't sue me, of MSNBC. Let's say there's a guy who sits on the board of MSNBC, hypothetically, right? And then he puts on his other hat and he walks over to a big pharma company. Let's use, Pfizer, for example, hypothetically. Again, hypothetically, don't sue me. Let's say the same guy who's on the board of MSNBC is also on the board of Pfizer. If Pfizer has a new drug that may or may not have certain side effects that may or may not be extremely harmful and dangerous, do you think that he's going to tell those reporters at MSNBC to report about that drug? Of course he isn't. Why? Because guess what? He's going to lose money. So what does he say? He says, well, why don't you go and put that on page 13? Bury that, back in the scream sheets of, third page 13A. Don't put it on the front page, first page, second page, third page. No, put that on page 19C. You see how that works? I grew up in Silicon Valley. I know that that's how it works with a lot of the same people sit on different boards of companies. They're supposed to be as objective as possible, and they're supposed to be there to keep the executives in line. Yeah, let me ask you a question. What do you think they're more likely to do? A, keep making money, or B, snitch on themselves? I rest my case. Oh, and the politicians, they slip them a couple $1 million. Like a certain banking tycoon, allegedly, whose name was Sadler, who busted out Citibank, I believe it was. Again, all of this is hypothetical. All of this is, I can neither confirm nor deny, but go ahead and look it up, because it definitely happened. Hypothetically speaking, definitely might have happened. They busted out the bank, and then before you know it, they had donated $50 million to the ACLU. Biggest donor to the ACLU was a couple who busted out a bank. Why do you think they did that? Answer, to keep the mobs away from their doorstep so that they throw cakes, eggs, and water at you and not at the people who actually deserve it. My friends, this is why we're talking about this, because guess what? It's so easy to fall for the propaganda. It's so easy to say, that Tim Walz, he seems like a nice guy. Nice family man, nice family. He takes a selfie. Ooh, he's nice and hip now. Ooh, yeah, he took a selfie. Ooh, you can really relate to the young people. And he's so nice, and he's just some, floppy doughboy from Minnesota. Nice guy. Even though he may or may not have gone into a mosque that had, a Somali mosque that had 15 terrorists go join ISIS. Oh, yeah, you didn't know that? Oh, no, of course you didn't know that. Why? Because you didn't research it. I don't blame you, because you don't have the time to do that. I like doing it. It's my job to know these things. But again, average person is going to see him on TV, on ABC, CBS, MSNBC, Fox News, CNN, their favorite influenced whore on TikTok. And that thought's going to tell them that, oh, by the way, did you know, allegedly, that they're trying to say now that you don't have to disclose? Back, I think up until very recently, you had to, if you were an influencer and you were getting paid by a campaign, you had to let people know you were receiving money from a campaign. They're trying to get rid of that if they haven't gotten rid of it already. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Back in the day, they would wear a Clinton button or they would wear an Obama button. But now, no, they can pretend like they're objective and they're not getting money from the campaign, which they are. But they don't have to tell you that anymore. Or at least they're trying to change it if they haven't already. So that they can pretend like they're an objective individual when in fact they're getting smeared and paid off by these people. My friends, this is not a joke. Today, I saw a story out of England on Fox News, which you could take with a grain of salt, that the commissioner of, I think it was the commissioner of the police in England, threatened to extradite U.S. citizens to England and put them in jail for posts on the internet. Not making this up. It's all over Twitter. Go look it up if you don't believe me. How do we get to this point? Huh? How do we get to the point where there are Muslim immigrants in London right now who are getting off on raping 13-year-old girls, allegedly, not getting charged, even though they claim they didn't know it was illegal, and there are people getting thrown in jail for 20 months for posts on the internet that the government found offensive. Again, if you think I'm making this up, go look it up for yourself. I'm not making this up. I wish to God I was making this up. Because then I could have a laugh about it. We have a yuck about it and move on. But it's not funny. Because it's happening. It's happening right now. And of course, you didn't see it on the mainstream media. You didn't see it all over on the front page of every newspaper. You didn't see on the front page ever on the front on the main the breaking news story on every cable news channel. Why? Because it might make the Labour Party of England look bad, which just so happens to be good friends of the Democrat Party in the United States. Oh, yeah. My friends, I'm not going to sit here and tell you the Republicans are as clean as the German snow, because God knows they are not. But right now, any Republican is infinitely better than any Democrat as far as I'm concerned. My friends, let me know what your favorite piece of propaganda or lies or anything that you've seen on the news recently. Let me know so we can have a laugh about it, or if not, warn others about it. Because the only way we're going to make it through this is if we educate ourselves and we know what's happening so that we can be prepared tomorrow. My friends, this is a very serious time in American history and in your lifetime. It's important that we know what's happening so we can arm ourselves with knowledge, prepare ourselves for the times to come, and I look forward to hearing more about what you have to say about this topic, as you'll hear about what I have to say. Take care of yourselves, and I appreciate your time. Take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.